A lot of money has been put aside to ensure that previously, historically disadvantaged communities have decent schools, qualified teachers, and so on. Healthcare as well. A lot of work has been done in terms of building more clinics and also ensuring that there's 24-hour service in all areas, including rural areas where some of the historically disadvantaged people are found. And the issues of economic development and job creation is another priority.
Now, you made mention of education as one area on which the government is concentrating. Would you say that since 1994 there has been a difference?
There has been a marked difference. More children attend school now. Many of our schools from historically marginalized communities have what we call no fee paying schools. There's also feeding schemes to ensure that these children that do not have breakfast in the morning are catered for so that they can learn. We have also seen the throughput at all levels improving from 1994 up to now. And at the grade 12 level, we have also seen improvement in that regard.
I have heard a critique that, in fact, in the educational system, you still have children who attend multiracial schools and those who attend schools in the locations. Is there any difference?
We no longer have multiracial schools in terms of the spatial arrangement, which was caused by the apartheid and colonial systems. You still have certain people living in particular areas, but the characteristics of those areas are in terms of class. It's no longer in terms of culture or race and so on. Now, those schools accept children from various backgrounds, and there's no longer a school which is exclusively for particular racial groups. Those schools still perform better than schools in the townships or rural areas. And this is a historical fact because the teachers that are teaching in those schools attended schools which were characterized as Bantu education system. So we still have a little bit of that. But there are top schools now that are coming out of those historically disadvantaged communities.
As you are aware, of course, during the apartheid era, there were certain professions which Africans were not encouraged to study. For instance, engineering, being pilots. Is there a difference that is being made right now?
There is significant improvement now. We have so many of our children. I remember I was Superintendent General of Education in one of the provinces many years back. We went to a university meeting some of the learners, and I asked them the question to raise their hands if they want to pursue their career as teachers. Not even a single child raised their hand. And they were saying, no, you know, no one to be teachers. Because in the past, there were only two or three areas that people would always be pursuing. You had to be a teacher, a nurse, or a policeman, policewoman. And these other careers were set aside for white people. And in South Africa at the moment, we are talking about a good story that we can tell. In terms of basic services, electricity, there is significant improvement in terms of houses being electrified from just about 60% of the houses, and now close to 90% of the houses now are electrified. In terms of water, the percentage was very low. But as we speak now, the percentage is close to 90% as well of people that have access to water.
Going back to education, in the past, African school children somehow were not interested or encouraged to study things like mathematics. What's happening in that area? Because you know the importance of mathematics.
Absolutely. You'll be surprised that many young girls in the historically disadvantaged schools are actually doing much better than boys. In fact, there is a dedicated focus. At national level, they've identified particular schools where they are focusing in the sciences and those areas, so that we have many youngsters that graduate from there having pursued those subjects that in the past were not concentrated upon.
Now, give me your prognosis or your opinion about the future of South Africa.
In South Africa, there's a bright future because just on the 7th, which is not too far away, we had very successful elections. They were free and fair. And one would say people went to go and vote so that they choose the people that they will be comfortable with. And the ruling party that has been there from 1994, people have once again showed their confidence that it is indeed driving towards the right direction.